From Los Angeles, this is Day to Day. I'm Alex Chadwick. Stories coming up today. NPR's John Burnett begins a three-part series on the Texas-based firm Halliburton, once run by Vice President Dick Cheney, and questions about whether that company has gotten a special sweetheart deal contracts to rebuild Iraq. John's reports begin later today on All Things Considered. And in the matter of another Texas-based company that's been in the news, doubtless you have already attended, or not, the company holiday party for this year. It's an excellent opportunity for all of us to gauge how well things are actually going for our firms. From Houston, holiday observations now from office worker Melody Gray, who has enjoyed some spectacular corporate shindigs in her time, but not this time.
Today, I went to my company's Christmas party. Well, not really a party. It was listed as a holiday reception in the company-wide email sent out. Today, 2:30 to 4:30 p.m., please join us to celebrate the holiday season. Cookies, punch, and coffee will be served. It's a modest celebration because my company is bankrupt. You see, I work for Enron. This year's holiday reception is a sad reminder of how far we have fallen from the heyday. 3 years ago was the last real Christmas party Enron had. It was held at a swanky five-star hotel. Free valet parking at the door. Free drinks and a massive buffet with prime rib. There was a live band, a palm reader, and a photo studio where you could get your holiday photos taken. The year before was even more lavish, with a drawing for free gifts, things like Palm Pilots and iPacks, and an ice sculpture at the bar where Stolichnaya vodka shots were poured off in a cascading waterfall of decadence. I remember this was popular with the traders. In fact, as the evening wore on, they decided to forego glasses and just have the shots go directly into their open mouths. Traders were allowed their idiosyncrasies in those days. They were the ones bringing in, and in retrospect, taking out, the big money. The rest of us were too afraid of looking bad. Even our participation at parties was scrutinized. Bonuses would be awarded in the new year, and most of us were on our best behavior. My coworker and I relived those moments on the elevator down to the cafeteria. Instead of lavish abundance, we were met with the sober reality of life here at Enron. Four tables with cookies and punch. Oh, and coffee, too. I chose an iced Christmas tree cookie and a black coffee. It's a relief, really, not having to worry about your career at Enron. I didn't even have to go down and have a cookie, but I did. It's the holiday season, after all, and I am grateful, not just for the cookie. I'm grateful to have a job. I have a tiny bit still left in my 401k account, but I'm supplementing my retirement by selling my coveted Enron Christmas ornaments on eBay. So far, I've made 14 bucks.
Office observations from former Enron employee Melody Gray.